The German newspapers are calling Daniel Goldhagen a superstar. Goldhagen is the American author of Hitler's Willing Executioners, a book about the German public's compliance with the Nazis in World War II. The book, first published in the U.S., is now a bestseller in Germany, where Goldhagen's personal appearances draw huge crowds. This weekend, he was in Frankfurt, where he took part in a debate with German historians. NPR's Dieter Berger reports.
Hundreds of people tried to push their way into the auditorium, squeezing and shoving like rock concert fans. They wanted to see for themselves the Harvard professor, who contends it wasn't just a handful of Nazis, but many of their fathers, grandfathers, and next-door neighbors who killed Jews. The panel of German scholars praised the public interest stirred up by the book, but they said its success is due to a simplistic explanation that the Holocaust was the work of ordinary Germans possessed by anti-Semitism. Goldhagen disagreed.
The conclusion I've come to is that the people who killed Jews believed it was right. I don't understand why this is a more simple explanation than saying peer pressure, or why it's a more simple explanation than saying bureaucratic obedience.
The scholars thought otherwise. They said no one factor can explain the Holocaust. They criticized Goldhagen's graphic descriptions of killings as gratuitous. They questioned his tendency to generalize and pointed out the lack of source material for his claim the killers were motivated by anti-Semitism. Furthermore, historian Norbert Frey said it is wrong for Goldhagen to call the Holocaust a German national project.
We have to ask ourselves, why did an entire nation display such moral indifference? To what degree did the entire nation share the guilt for the Holocaust? But this still does not make the Holocaust a national project of the Germans.
The debate lasted more than 3 hours. Afterwards, many in the audience said Goldhagen personalized an otherwise theoretical discussion.
He asks, who is responsible? I faced my father with those questions. I mean, didn't you realize what's going on? The worst thing was he never said, I was wrong.
Yes, I think it's very interesting about the reactions of the normal people. Because one always thought, oh, yes, it's the Nazis. It was only the Nazis, only these few people, and other people were all afraid, but they weren't really.
Around the fountain outside the building, small groups continued talking about the book's popularity.
It is not only the guilt, it's also the heritage of guilt for a new generation or a second or third generation of Germans.
Many Germans have written more critically acclaimed books on the Holocaust, but it is Goldhagen with his focus on the individual who has touched a responsive chord. Germans have bought 80,000 copies of Hitler's Willing Executioners in the first month of publication. A seventh printing is underway. I'm Dieter Berger in Frankfurt.